This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's seven past the hour. I'm the DJV Experience. Experience fun, frolic, and festival here on the Friday, May 18th version of the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. We've got the stories from today and this week. We'll chew on them, and then we will not spit them out. We will, what is it? It's chewing and eschewing, isn't that? What do you know the word eschew?
S-Q.
No, S-Chew. Isn't it S-Chew?
Bless you.
Well, right. I don't know if we're talking about the same isn't word, it? But the word that I know is S-Q. Like, S-Q. All S-Q.
No, there's a word S-Chew, which is S-Q, S-Q, which means to take things apart. All right, Victoria. Why do we have this trending right now, here, and in this moment?
Let's take some stuff apart that's actually news. First Lady Melania Trump is on everyone's mind. She, of course, has been in the hospital now for 4 days. There is no word on exactly when she'll be released from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. And her staff is not providing any details, so lots of well wishes happening on social media for her. Obviously, people are concerned. This procedure typically takes only 2 to 3 days, and so some doctors are speculating it's possible they're just being extra cautious because it's our First Lady, but there is, of course, a concern that there may have been some other complication in this embolization on her kidney. It cuts off the blood supply to a certain part. Sometimes it's benign tumors. Other times it could be something more, but it is unclear as to why she hasn't returned to the White House yet. So, of course, if there is something more, all of our thoughts and prayers are with the First Lady today.
All right.
I actually have intel on that because this week a bunch of local elected officials from California went to the White House to talk about the fight against Jerry Brown's sanctuary state bill that passed or that he passed through in January. And so one of my friends actually was sitting to the right of the president. It was very cool to watch on television. And she's an assemblywoman from the Inland Empire, Melissa Melendez. And so I talked to her yesterday, and she said, oh, my gosh. She said, first of all, she said, when we're waiting in the room, you don't really know when the president's going to show up. And he just kind of walks in, and then everybody's sort of standing around. And I guess protocol is you wait till he sits down for everyone to sit down. And so he was kind of standing by her because they were sitting next to each other. And he said, oh, I just can't get used to this. He's like, here, have a seat. And he pulled this chair down, and then he sat down. He said he can't get used to people having to wait for him to sit. And then, I guess, in a free moment, she said, how's the First Lady doing? And he said that the procedure was, I guess, very hard on her is the terms that he used. And that he was going over to see her after they were done in their meeting at the White House. I guess he's been going over there every afternoon, but apparently that was kind of the words that he chose. So I think it was probably a harder procedure than they were letting on. Maybe.
I just hope it's not something more serious, you know. I think the rumor was that it's like a benign cyst or a tumor, but I hope it doesn't turn out to be more than that.
Well, what you do is hold a good thought and wish her well, no matter what your stripes are. People need support. Thoughts are things. So have a picture of Melania in your mind and health, connected to health, and that'll be, I think, a big help. Health connected to help is a good thing. Better for us to send that along than anything else. So there's the word on Melania. What else you got that's important?
Well, the speculation is finally over as to who will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle. Do we want to take guesses?
It's her mother.
No, the brother.
Oh,
Prince William.
Neither. I guessed the mother, and I guess it, they just made the announcement about 40 minutes ago that Meghan Markle has asked His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales to accompany her down the aisle on her wedding day. Prince Charles is pleased to be able to welcome Ms. Markle to the royal family in this way. That's the official statement from Kensington Palace. apparently it was very American of all of us to say, oh, her mom will just walk her down the aisle. Apparently that was never going to happen. And Prince William is already playing the role of best man, so that was not going to happen. So there was speculation yesterday that her on-screen husband from Suits would do it.
Oh, no.
But, well, that was sort of a...
That would have been
right.
Cool.
Full disclosure, I started that rumor.
No.
I did. I was hoping that, because I thought that would be really cute.
It would be.
Yeah, but apparently no. There is a lot of protocol in place there, and so Prince Charles had no formal role in the wedding at this point. So now he has a very important role, and I think it's actually really sweet that he's going to be welcoming his daughter-in-law in that way. That's such a special thing to do.
You know what it does, Victoria? It sort of calms down all the clumsiness that has gone around this. The dignity. There was a show on PBS last night that I actually watched for a while. About the Queen and her 90th birthday. Obviously, they're playing it to set the tone for what may be going on this weekend, because that was a couple of years ago. And the Queen and how she gets along with her family and people doting on her, and that just kind of set a nice tone for this. And the continuing focus on Meghan Markle and what went on there. It's just, and it's good because. Actually, they've kind of ignored, the royal family's kind of ignored in public saying anything about Meghan Markle's family. I mean, in private, you know, they were steaming about it, but it shows there's lots of class.
It's solidarity.
It should be a great thing. Was it tomorrow? Yeah. By this time tomorrow, they'll be married, right?
Yes. Well, tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern time is around the time when the procession begins about an hour before that. So if you want to see her walk down the aisle, it should be 6 a.m. Eastern time.
6
but it's a huge sign of solidarity, I think, from the royal family having Charles step in, and everything that I've read so far Harry is obviously very protective of her. He understands what she's been going through. It's embarrassing. It really is. So
it is.
I just hope they have a nice day.
Yep. All right. What do we know? Just out of curiosity, who put the two of them together, Harry and Meghan? Do we have any? How did they get introduced? How did they meet one another? It must be some gossip.
They have never revealed who the friend is.
Really?
Yeah, they set up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they had a mutual friend. I think, if I was guessing based on the guest list, I think it's her good friend is a very famous stylist, and she was the stylist on Suits, and she's worked on a lot of other projects. She's at the wedding with her husband, and her three children are in the wedding. I think she might be the one. Because it is a female, because during their first interview they said she, but then they wouldn't reveal the identity because they wanted to protect the identity of the person who set them up.
Yeah. I saw some very cute pictures of Meghan Markle with a family that I didn't recognize on one of the, you call it clickbait sites, but they were cute, actually, and I don't know who they were, so that's why I asked the question whether or not that was a clue into who it is, because I looked
around.
Were
there three little kids?
Yes, there were three little children running around.
Yeah, there's two boys who are twins. I think they're seven. They're both going to be pages.
Yeah.
And then there's one little girl. Meghan is the godmother to all three kids.
Uh-huh.
So that's what made me think maybe that woman was the one who connected them.
Harry never knew of Meghan. Suits is a big television show in England. He'd never watched it. Didn't know who she was, didn't know she was an actress. When he met her, he did not know she was an actress, which I think is kind of cool. He said, I never watched Suits.
He still doesn't know.
Well, he's, by now, I'm sure, met all the members of the cast, so there has to be some curiosity there. But the pictures of them walking around holding hands is kind of neat in those exclusively tailored suits that they have, the royal family and all of their garb. I really like the clothes that they wear. If I were a clothes hound, I'd want to be white. I just think that they have that panache, whatever it is. I guess they're supposed to. But they're the most royal of all the royal families in the world. And it's just, I don't know, hopefully this is going to be one of the most exciting, cute days. I guess maybe that's more to the point. Cute and lovable. And lovely, and so we'll hash it out on Monday after we've seen the and listened to the ad nauseum of American television being over there. Oh my God, talk about overkill! CNN, then nothing. They're all over there with the silliest interviews. I saw Meredith Vieira interviewing somebody about how the Queen waves.
What difference? Oh, is, God.
How to drink tea. I've seen that one with your pinky up. I know. It's wedding fever.
Craziness. Here's something that's not crazy, something that will be very good for you if you'd take advantage of this. If you haven't already, you've heard me talking about the fabulous products that come from a company called Purity. They offer very intelligent nutritional solutions to lots of problems that people are having. And the more you read around, there's a study that's out, I think yesterday, that suggests that those of you who are taking a lot of drugs, various prescription drugs, may be inviting Alzheimer's disease. Not fear-based thinking, just a factual study that was done by several universities. And so with that in mind, maybe instead of taking a lot of aspirins, apparently the heavier aspirins, ibuprofens, very bad as well. So if you're having a problem with your joints, you got aches and pains, maybe this suggestion will go a long way, because Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 has two ingredients that are great for your joints and your overall structure. And that would be fish oil, which is great for your bones and your joints, and krill oil, which is good as well. So put them together. You've got something that's a fabulous way for you to say to yourself, okay, mobile is what I want, and mobile is what I'm going to get with Krill Omega 50 Plus. Become very, very popular, krill oil, as more and more people find out about it. So if you'd like to find out about it and not have to pay for it, here's your opportunity, because krill oil and omega 3s together in the Krill Omega 50 Plus, the 50 Plus refers to the age. I happen to think that this is good for people of all ages, frankly. Why not prepare yourself? This is the new solution to aches and pains. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, available free at 800-355-1493. Take them both together as one. 800-355-1493. That's the krill and the fish together. 800-355-1493. Free. First bottle. This is the way they get you into it. I know that, and they know that. But they know it'll work for you, so why not? Okay. Help yourself to a free bottle. Pay for the shipping, and it'll get there before you know it. Call now and order it. You'll have it on Monday. Krill Omega 50 Plus. This is your health we're talking about. Your well-being. Your being in a happy place. 800-355-1493. Take advantage of the free bottle now.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
We are back on the scene here at 23 after the hour, EJV with Jennifer and Victoria, and a focus on the television world. Let's see, what did I watch last night? Oh, I watched, what? I don't remember what I watched, because it wasn't, I had lots of time with Daisy last night. She wanted to be outside running around. The neighbors were over to meet her, and so it was dark, and we were crawling around the grass, and came back in, and we were both had ticks on us, so we. That's oh. Why. That's what I did with my television time last night. I showered off the ticks. Hooray!
Nasty.
All right, so Jen. Wait, there were a couple of finals. I did watch a little piece of. I know what I watched. Station 19, which is actually turning out to be an interesting drama because of the people that are on it, much anything else. A lot of veteran actors in it, and a cliffhanger. It was a good cliffhanger. So that's something that's coming back next year. SWAT, I watched a little of that. I'm not impressed with that kind of stuff.
How about what's on tonight?
Tonight, Jennifer, is a Friday night. What do we have?
The TV report with Doug grumbling about what he saw last night. Take it away, Dougie. All right, tonight on PBS, documentary premiere of Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. That starts at 9 o'clock on PBS.
All right, who here knows who Hedy Lamarr is?
I knew her name because I used to be a fan. Well, I still am a fan of I Love Lucy, and they would mention her quite a bit. Mm. So I knew her through that.
So Victoria doesn't know who Hedy Lamarr is.
No, I have no idea.
Old-time actress from the Bette Davis era.
She actually started, she flashed us her nude body in a movie called Ecstasy back in 1933.
First actress to be nude, I think that was it. Yeah.
And then her face became famous. In fact, she inspired the character of Snow White, if you'd like to know a little Disney trivia.
Face just the opposite of Prince Charles' wife.
There you go. Please, Hawaii 5-0 is season finale tonight, CBS. And then Taskmaster has their season finale on Comedy Central at 11. Now, I could tell you more about TV tonight, but I think more fun is to tell you about how to watch The Royal Wedding tomorrow if you're into it. All of the big networks are there. If you are more of a traditional person, you'll want to check CBS's coverage. Gail King is leading that. ABC has sent their Good Morning America team. Michael Strahan and Robin Roberts will be there. They're doing 6 hours of coverage. NBC doing six and a half. half hours of a program kicking off at 4:30 a.m. on East Coast time. That's the Today Show with Hoda and Savannah. You can also catch HBO's coverage if you want to have a little fun with it. CNN and Fox News have Anderson Cooper, Allison Camerota, Don Lemon, Shepard Smith, Sandra Smith. They're all there.
Be sure to watch Don Lemon do take part at the royal wedding. Yeah.
E is, of course, if you're more interested in the fluff, who's coming, who's there, what everybody is wearing. That's 5.5 hours of coverage. PBS, BBC America have their coverage as well.
Tell me, and Ryan Seacrest is in the mix someplace.
Ryan Seacrest is not in the mix. Isn't that interesting? ABC sent their Good Morning America team.
Well, he has to do a live American Idol on Sunday night. But
that's true.
There and come back.
That's
again.
True. Very, very true. There are expected to be lots of celebrities in attendance. Elton John will be performing at the wedding, so he'll be there along with the Spice Girls. Of course, the stars of Suits will be there, and some of the friends of Meghan Markle, like Serena Williams, Priyanka Chopra, and if you would like to tune in for the recap at the end, Saturday Night Live is expected to do a little take on that on Saturday night. And then Hallmark Channel has a show called Royally Ever After that'll air at 9 p.m. Saturday after the royal wedding.
An interesting touch is if they all, as part of the after ceremony, when they have the big party, if the people from Suits did a sketch, sort of a sketch from Suits, a little suit.
I think Megan's going to be a little busy for that, but
I don't think
sure.
That's going to happen.
Replay the wedding scene. All right, musically speaking, we have time for music, or are we out of time? I just don't have time.
Yeah, we had to do royal wedding. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I think
you'd be fine.
If you want to sing, dun dun da dun.
Elton John's going to be singing. He's going to perform at their.
What's
ceremony.
The wedding march though? That's not the wedding march. What's
no,
the wedding
it's
march?
Really formal. It's very British and churchy.
Really?
Churchy. I love that word.
Yeah, organ music.
Dun dun da dun dun da dun. That was the wedding march at my wedding. Dun,
that sounds like
dun,
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
28 past the aisle.
We came down the aisle.
Worldwide parenting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In a meta-analysis of parenting, it was discovered that the number one parenting skill across all cultures is love. The more effectively parents can show their children love, the more effective they are as parents. You probably guessed that one, but can you guess number two, the second most important skill in regard to parenting? Well, this is an audio program, so I'm guessing you're shaking your head no, so I'll just tell you. It's how you deal with your own stress. That's right, the second most important parenting skill you can ever have is learning how to deal with your own stress. And that's probably because not only are your children watching and learning from what you're doing, but also because they are impacted by the energy you bring to them, even in the throes of stress. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Doing? 33. Gosh. I was making sure Daisy was
warning.
Fine.
She's
and Danny,
fine.
Oh, well,
like
come
to?
On. It's yeah, she's doing fine. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Friday, the 18th of May, is National Endangered Species Day here on the DJV show. So let's see how we can deal with that. Endangered species. What would be an example of that? Wildlife at zoos, parks, right?
Common sense.
Yeah. I was thinking that myself. Didn't have anything to do necessarily with animals, four-legged animals. The 40th anniversary of the Federal Endangered Species Act was observed a couple of years ago, 2013. This species thing was designed to protect critically imperiled species from extinction. So what are examples, though, of these?
On the endangered list?
Yeah, what's on... Yeah, what?
I forget how many different species are on the list, but things
rhinos,
like...
Rhinos, I think, are some version of rhinos. Yeah. Eagles are still on endangered list. What else is there?
Yeah.
I go hot and cold
the mountain
on this.
Gorillas. The mountain gorillas, there's only... I think there's only 300 left in the world or 200 left.
Mm. So what?
Okay.
No, I'm not going to play.
If you don't care, then no one can explain why it's important.
Not about me.
Okay, so
I'll play the devil's advocate.
I'd answer that question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what? Well, I think so what is that everything obviously was put into this time and place for a reason, right?
Yep.
And I think things that die off naturally concern me less than things that are being poached, because I think the globe, the planet, knows what it needs and it can heal and replenish itself. And so the species to me that are dying off because of something that is not man-made, I think is something that we just have to accept as part of our growth as a planet. But for instance, like the rhino or the eagle, those are people that they're dying because of man. And that will disrupt the cycle because everything is here to do a function. Nothing is here by mistake.
All right. So
is that
on
a good
purpose.
Answer?
Yeah, because I wasn't trying to trap Victoria, but there are people who just automatically say that anything that goes away is bad, and I don't happen to buy that.
Conservative defending animals. You like that?
Well, I don't. I think that it isn't. It ought not to be.
I don't think of it as a political issue.
Yeah, exactly. We make everything political.
I think Doug did.
No, what I did was make it a common sense thing, or at least I hope I made it a common sense thing, because there are things as the planet progresses. Hello, we don't have any dinosaurs anymore. They were endangered 65 million years ago, and they're gone.
And what I'm getting, because they didn't have people going after them, shooting them, killing them.
Right.
They went away naturally. And that, to me, concerns me much less than something that's
what
still
I would
supposed
like
to
do,
here, but are dying.
When I see pictures on Facebook pages, people who are my friends that post these things, and I look at them, I see these people proudly standing over some dead carcass in Africa. I want to shoot them. Because I don't consider hunting a sport. I never have, and I'm not likely to ever think of it that way at all, because it pits man and his machine against a simple animal. To see a deer shot, now you can say, well, it's good because
it
trims out
by
some
deer
of the...
if they
well,
weren't shot.
Actually. To a point, but people who are proud of it, it may be something that's necessary to do, but I just don't... That sort of thing bothers me. It always has. Ever since a kid growing up on the farm, learning the value of life and having it explained to me by the two farmers who were in many ways more of a parent for me than anybody else, explaining what there was one of the farmers who used a .22 frequently to rid the farm of problems, woodchucks, coyotes, things that would birds, even certain birds. And then the other farmer didn't even own a gun, but he asked the other farmer, the fellow who had the gun, to, you know, if they had a problem with some kind of varmint, then they'd go up and shoot it. But that was protection for the animals on the farm, and that's what I learned to respect, taking care of the animals on the farm. It isn't the same as in, although I remember...
Yeah, but you prioritize animals. I'm not going to try to call you out here, but I got to, because you go after certain breeds of animals.
Yeah, I do. The ones that hurt the farm, I do, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're still animals.
But I go back to the natural, and I hadn't paid much attention to this. Meredith took a trip to Africa last year, and the night she came back, we spent a couple of hours looking at the pictures from the trip that she took, and the focus on really living sort of in the backwoods, if you will, and looking at the animals that were killed by other animals turned me off, even though that is the way nature works. I just and so she thought I had lost interest, and I didn't. I hadn't lost interest in looking at the pictures. I lost interest, didn't lose interest. I just was taken back by how brutal life is with the animals. And it just is. It's their sense of survival. And it so that kind of bothered me. That stuff bothered me. Taking life bothers me like that. And so to come back, to circle back around to what you were saying, Jennifer, on the farm, the animal, the coyotes are very destructive. They kill calves, they kill chickens, they kill cats, they kill dogs. And it isn't, in my mind, that's not the natural progression of things. It's an artificial, and I guess in a way you could feel sorry for them, even though they're mangy, ugly curs. They're just really crummy, grubby animals. They're there kind of through no fault of their own. The suburban growth, animals that were in the natural habitat. We've had bears walking. I think I talked about this earlier this week. We had bears walking all over the place around here this week. Every day is a different story of a different bear. Or maybe it's the same bear. I'm not sure. But there are a lot of bear stories, and people are afraid of them, so they want to kill them. It's like, what was it, Tuesday I had the story of this guy, a police officer who was in some place in the Middle West, and a woodchuck was walking across the road. So he stopped all the traffic. Instead of letting the woodchuck go across the road, he takes out his gun and shoots it in the middle of the road. You know, it made no sense for him to have done that, but that. And the public was fascinated with, oh, look at this sheriff. He's shooting the woodchuck. Because people don't even know what a woodchuck is. Groundhog, woodchuck, they're
the same
thing.
Isn't that the thing from Caddyshack?
Yeah, it is the thing from
Caddyshack. Well, that's a gopher, I guess, right?
That same thing. Woodchucks, gophers, they're all the same thing.
They're
just
cute.
Different word. Yeah. Well, they're from the beaver family.
They're digging up your yard.
Yeah, right. The beaver family. Beavers are very interesting characters, but they can be very destructive, too, in terms of when they dam up
a
river.
Don't they just build bridges?
Well, they build dams, and in many instances cause a lot of wetlands to be created that otherwise weren't there. And then try to convince the conservation officers that well, it's natural. You know, the beavers do this, that, and the other thing. No, it isn't natural.
Well, knock it down. Let them have a new project.
14 acres. Yeah, they'll just build another one someplace else. All right, so there we've taken care of the endangered species and then some.
With our usual sensitivity.
Yes, here we are, the most sensitive people on the radio. It's 43 past the hour. I'm going to suggest that the folks at MyPillow are pretty sensitive because over the next week or 10 days through Memorial Day, they have a special Memorial Day sale at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com to thank you for your service or services. The folks at MyPillow are giving an extra discount for all of present and past servicemen and women who have worn the uniform. So if you have not taken advantage of the opportunity to order your MyPillows and get a great night's rest, this may be your opportunity if you have these credentials. If you're in the service now, or you were, a serviceman, servicewoman, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and then nose around and look at the specials that they have there for service people. This is not available in the retail stores. You know, you can see, if you go into Bed Bath & Beyond, for example, you can see displays of MyPillow. You can never get them at the price you can get them for here, but they're there, they're available, and the advertising pays off because people say, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to try one of those. Let's buy one. The benefits of using MyPillow, we talk about it all the time. What a fabulous product. Proud to be an American product. All of it's made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable, machine dryable. So take advantage of this opportunity. You can buy the regular combo of four pillows for the price of two, 50% off using the DJV code. Or if you're in the military, this is the only place you can get this. Check it out, MyPillow.com. Special servicemen and women prices between now and Memorial Day. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, this is really weird, but your eyesight is better. I'm like, I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the balance of nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV, yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, with a focus on a United Airlines flight turned into an emotional roller coaster for a passenger who was devastated by a man who body shamed her until another passenger swooped in to set things right. You can see this all over Facebook today. Savannah Phillips described how the man seated beside her on a flight from Oklahoma to Chicago left her in tears after he sent a text message within her view calling her smelly and fat. Phillips said she usually tries to sit in a row where I don't have to sit next to anybody. I'm not the biggest person on the plane, but I'm not the smallest either. My worst nightmare is someone being uncomfortable because they have to sit next to me. And yet this, and I looked at the back and forth, some of the conversation was more abstract. Airlines should alleviate the problem by taking seats back to a reasonable size and reasonable space between rows. Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. And then somebody else tweeted, kindness is a virtue. Why do you have to be a jerk about stuff? It bothers me because people...
Well, the fact that she was crying because he was, like, sending pictures and texts about her or something, that's... I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, the phone was 12 inches from her face, so he obviously intended for her to see this. So, and it was in a huge font, and he had put the screen brightness up all the way. So, she said, before I knew it, I could feel hot, salty tears coming down my face. I sat and cried silently, hoping this guy didn't try to make small talk because I didn't trust how I would react. I didn't want to get kicked off the plane. Not likely at 30,000 feet you're going to get kicked off the plane, but...
That's the hard way, by the way.
Yeah, right. It's awful. Yeah, it is awful. So then
the guy who saved her, though, the Good Samaritan guy, has gotten a lot of good press from it, though. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
But what did he do? I don't know the story, so what happened?
Was that the ZZ guy that was...
He was sitting on the plane, I guess, across the aisle, maybe, and he saw this going on, and he saw her starting to cry, and so he came up to the guy, and he's like, look, obviously, you're going to be better off over there. I'll sit here. And then he sat down next to the woman and started comforting her. He's like, no, you know, things will be fine. It's okay. That guy's just a jerk, blah, blah, blah. And so that's why the story even got attention, is because she was so touched by him doing that, that she went online and did a video, and then I guess the company that he owns or works for started a campaign and said, look at how great this guy is. So they leveraged it, but good for them. It's okay to leverage something positive.
About a flight attendant giving a woman what you call the Mother's Day miracle. The flight attendant found her breast milk she'd forgotten on the plane and tracked her down to deliver it in the airport, which is kind of a nice touch. So it's not all bad stories that come out of these circumstances, but it is that those are the ones that get a lot of attention. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation?
Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fifty-three past the hour now. Time for us to overview with Victoria and her expertise the five top stories in the world of technology this week. So, Victoria, we start at number five, work our way to number one, as we usually do, the story from Equifax, and what an outrage that is, and they are a company that has no reason for being. Here's another reason for you to get as far away from these a-holes as you possibly can.
Well, it's not easy to do, but yeah, the theme for this week's tech news has really just been breach after breach after breach. This is another one. Equifax now says that those affected by that massive breach last summer, as a reminder, it was 280 million people affected by that or something. It's some insane number. Now they're saying that images of some people's passports and IDs have also been stolen. And they only revealed this because this was an SEC filing. So, hello, Equifax, way to be transparent and actually protect the consumer. This only leaked out because they were forced to make this filing. Some of the users of their data portal have gone on and made disputes on the Equifax site. It doesn't help, but they say that photos of passports, driver's licenses, social security cards, and other types of ID that people use to identify themselves when they're establishing credit accounts, those things have been breached. They say 53,000 driver's licenses and 3,200 passports. I believe it's more than 3,200 passports. This company has done this trickle-out effect. They say, oh, it's only this, and then it turns out it's more. So, unfortunately, it probably will be more. And again, the best and only thing you can really do, once your data's stolen, that's it. It's out there. But what you can do is freeze all three of your credit reports. Equifax, TransUnion, What's the third one? There's a third one.
Equivax,
whatever the
Exchange,
three.
Union and
Experian. Right, Experian. Yep. Yeah.
Right.
So those three, go in and freeze all your reports. It's free to do. And that way, if someone does have your data, they can't open any accounts in your name. And that is the most effective thing that you can do at this point.
Right. Number four has to do with another malfeasance at Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Facebook has suspended around 200 apps that work with Facebook over suspicions of misusing user data. Just like what Facebook did, just like what Cambridge Analytica did with that whole scandal, these apps are now being investigated by Facebook, and Facebook says that they are gathering millions of user data without explicit consent. They're selling them to third parties, which they're not supposed to do. And so now Mark Zuckerberg said this week that they're investigating every app that's associated with Facebook. It's going to take time, but so far, 200 have been suspended from the platform.
I wonder if he ever wakes up and thinks, why did I do this?
I think he thinks that every day now.
Yeah. Until he goes and looks at his bank account. Number three, another data breach.
Chili's restaurant is in the spotlight this week. They announced at the beginning of the week that a data incident at some of their restaurants have resulted in credit and debit card data breaches. The list of impacted restaurants has not been released yet. However, Chili's says that these breaches happened between March and April for people who were in the restaurant. And so here's another tip that I always share with everyone who will listen. When you are at a restaurant or any other consumer spot, the grocery store, the pharmacy, never, ever, ever use your debit card with the PIN. Always use it as credit. Always, always, always. Because this is what happens. If you go to Chili's and you pay for your dinner and you use it as debit and you type in your PIN, then you're screwed. Because when these data breaches happen, and they will continue to happen, people can have direct access to your bank account and your cash. And that's a lot harder to get back than calling your credit card company and saying, hey, can you put a freeze on that charge? So that's my friendly advice.
All right. There's another number two has to do with a pretty sophisticated phishing scam.
Netflix is in the news this week, too. Now, this is really not Netflix's fault, and they are trying really diligently to help consumers not fall for this. It's an email phishing scam. In the subject, you will see your Netflix membership is on hold. Of course, that's alarming to anyone who has a Netflix account. Now, your membership, your account, it's probably all fine. However, this email is so sophisticated, it takes you to a website that wants you to authenticate your security. It pretends to be looking out for you, and it even ends up with you being on the actual Netflix site where you can go back to resuming all of your streaming as normal. You never even knew that you've just been phished. So Netflix says, do not use any links from any email coming from anything that looks like Netflix. Go right to the Netflix official site, and if there's a problem with your account, you can find out there.
Amazon Prime members, this is actually, I guess, good if you're an Amazon Prime person, huh?
Absolutely. Amazon Prime, the cost has gone up in right around now towards the end of the month. If you're a Prime member, your membership has gone from $99 to $119 a year. However, they are now offering 10% off sale items when you shop at a Whole Foods store. All you need to do is download the Whole Foods app, and when you're in the Whole Foods store, you're good to go for an extra 10% off.
Yippee! Pay 10% more to get 10% less, or something like that. It's a great advertising slogan, isn't it? 59 past the hour.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.